Hello Microsoft Build 2019 attendees. When you get done with all the awesome stuff at the conference, there's a couple of things that we want you to check out if you have the time. Where are we at now, Jeremy?
We are at the Great Wheel. We're right on the waterfront in Seattle. We're going to go up and check out the sights.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. When this was built in 2012, I believe, it was the largest Ferris wheel on the West Coast.
That's pretty impressive.
It's one of three. See how we're coming out over the water?
Okay. Yo,
it's one of three built out over the water. This is a mile from the convention center, so really easy to get to. You can look in one direction, see the Olympics, you can see the islands, you can see the city, and you can see Mount Rainier. At the Living Computer Museum and Labs. This was founded in 2006 by Paul Allen. It's got the largest collection of vintage mini computers, mainframes, microcomputers.
I'm pretty excited to be here myself.
What's cool about these is they're actually usable, hands-on. You can go.
He's not even getting in trouble for that. I'm excited because the best part about this place is you can actually touch the computers. I'm getting flashbacks to Oregon Trail and when everybody died of dysentery.
This is my TI-99/4A and Commodore 64 days. I gotta go see if they have one in stock.
Let's check it out this way.
Let's go this way.
All right, Microsoft Build 2019 attendees, you gotta come to this place. We've already seen a lot of cool stuff. You even got to play with some stuff?
I got to get on my computer that I started programming with. It took a couple tries, but I got a program up and running.
It always takes us a couple tries though, my friend. What other cool things did we see?
We saw mainframes. We saw the prototype of the first Apple I computer. And we saw just lots of cool tech.
You know, if you have time, please come down after all the cool content to not just learn what's brand new at Microsoft Build 2019, but to see the history of what brought us to where we are.